This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're bon appetiting our way through Paris right now with Mary Baron. What are the common faux pas that points of confusion that an American traveler could have in Paris in a grocery store?
So we're talking grocery store, like a big grocery store.
Right.
Okay. Bring your own bag. Otherwise, they'll charge you for a bag.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a great souvenir. There's lots of really fun totes and canvas things. Also,
would be a fun thing because then you can use that as your bag when you go shopping here.
Yeah,
and it reminds you of the fun you had in Paris.
I mean, maybe this is a West Coast Eco Seattle thing, but everyone's using their own bags here now, too.
Right.
So that's exciting. Yeah. So, yeah. And at the grocery store line, there will be sturdier bags that you can buy and then or you can buy for 3 or 4 centimes, the plastic one.
Mm-hmm.
You also bag your own groceries.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be a little bit of a flustering experience because it's busy. You got a line behind you. Grandma's pushing you forward. You're trying to pay and bag your own groceries and strategize about what to put in the bottom of the bag. These are things that we sort of don't have to think about in America. But I've got, you got to learn how to not put your eggs on the bottom.
Sure.
Also, when you go to the grocery store, you've got to weigh your own vegetables. 9 times out of 10, this is true.
Right.
So you go to the produce department. You serve yourself.
You put it on the thing and you get the sticker?
There's a scale and it's got all the vegetables with pictures on them.
Right.
You press that and then a little ticket comes out and you stick it onto the bag.
You know, the thing I like about that is you can buy as little as you want. You can buy one carrot and weigh it and stick the carrot sticker on it.
Yes. And the French also like in big supermarkets the idea that they can serve themselves because in marché, in the weekly markets or in a fruit and vegetable stand, you've got to wait to be served. So they're picking the carrot, not you.